Knee deep in the game, I ain't turning back. Lost some homies that I thought I'd never turn it back.
Spent cash on cars probably shouldn't have. But you only die once, ain't no coming back. And my landscape bill was close to 30 G's. So the snakes in the grass don't worry me. Time to step on them, do the Nike checks on them. Crenshaw, Mall, Fat Burger, you was hella nervous. Game get risky, your money get crispy. Mixing that Don Julio with the Simply HB.
And I only keep tabs on the currency. 500 band click, yeah, I know you heard, man. Big timing like we run with Birdman. Rope chain on like I'm slinging birds, man. Knee deep in it, I ain't turning back. Half a mil set at the summer gym. James Brown moves, this the payback. Treating Sunset Boulevard like a racetrack. Dom slid through with a bottle, let the most spill. So many coupes, they think we doing dope deals. Mr. C Hotel off Beverwill. If you don't get it now, then you never will.
Knee deep in the game, never turning back. Lost some homies that I thought I'd never turn they back. Ran laps on the shot, all the windows rolled down. Girls yell at the light, what you finna drop now? All cash on them, all cash. All cash on them, all cash. All cash on them, all cash. And it really ain't nothing we could do here without it. Wearing shades at night like I'm Stunner Man. Let me drop back, they gon' punt again. I done came up with 100 trends. And I know this Costa Rican girl I wanna smuggle in. Import, export, we be getting checks more. And we sip my wet more. Who needs an investor? It's always niggas with no game that wanna test yours. What you niggas crying to the refs for?
Way back, no birds in a trap. Then we doing number skip, algebra class. Only got love for my fam and my math. Only got love for my fam and my math. Respect to the squad and it's how we pay mad dues. And she love the fact I ain't got no tattoos.
The cell phones.
Man, that Dom K and Hit Boy is always a hit. Shout out to Dom K because I've been a fan since day one. Since I was a young kid riding in the whip with the windows down with the AC blasting.
Summertime.
In the summertime because you was trying to roast on me last time
I
in the summer.
I had to call you out.
When you was trying to say, man, why'd you have the windows down and the AC blasting playing Dom K? Because you already know you got to have the people know that you slapping Dom K.
No, if you slap somebody, you got to slap them to the fullest, man.
Exactly, bruh. Exactly. Man, we got the little homie KJ in here, man.
What's that?
Rap to the people, bruh. Tell us about yourself real quick, bruh. Just give a quick little introduction because we're going to go around. You know, KJ and then Anthony, you ain't been here in a minute, man. So what's good?
It's been too long.
But what's good, bro? What's good, KJ, man? Introduce yourself real quick.
You know, I'm just a youngin' from Atlanta. Moved up to Portland when I was 7, man. Been here ever since. You know, I consider myself a Portland native. Now I love the culture, man.
Portland native, bro? You from Atlanta? You already saying you're a Portland native? Come on, Ryan. Never heard that.
Hey, man, you know Portland. You know, I got love out here, man.
I feel that, bro. I feel that. Where have you been at, Anthony, bro? You ain't been on an air in a minute, bro.
Yeah, it's been like a couple of months. So I've been really trying to rehab. I've got like a lot of MRIs on my back and a lot of physical therapy. I've had it for about a year now, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on. So I've had physical therapy every Wednesday night, which has prevented me from coming out to CC Radio. But most importantly, I'm back, and this is definitely going to be a solid episode. Hey, so whoever's always listening, I hope you ready.
It's always a solid episode, man. So me and Michaela were talking about this earlier today, but man, Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar, 444.
Yeah.
Damn. What's gonna win album of the year?
Jay-Z.
That's a tough one, man.
Why Jay-Z?
Damn was a good album.
Jay-Z because I just feel like he's been in the game longer. He has like me and Tevin were arguing about this, actually. We weren't having a conversation. We were arguing. Because I said that I feel like Jay-Z has a larger fan base. Like, not extensively larger. Not like he has, like, 7 billion and Kendrick has, like, 1 million. Like, no. But bigger, a little bit bigger than Kendrick. And I feel like Jay-Z, like, crossed over, like, really early in his career. Like, when he did that album with Linkin Park. And, like, I don't know. I mean, he's married to Beyonce. So, it's like, hello. They're going to support him.
But Beyonce lost to Adele last year.
Okay, we're not talking about that. I was just looking on the internet. And the Beehive is, like, the fourth largest fan base, like, that's, like, documented right now in the U.S., so and like internationally.
So who's first and second and third?
It's weird. It's like Star Wars. I mean, that's not weird. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
So what you're saying it's is just, that yeah. those fans are going to naturally go over to Jay-Z?
Yeah. Especially now since that album was about him like recanting, like him cheating on her. and she forgave him. Like, hello, do you follow anything?
I'm just listening to you.
What?
You know, the good things I did like about 444, even in like story of OJ, he talks about like so many things bigger than just like a cool lyric or like, you know, a play on words. He talks about like being black in America. He talks about like wealth inequality, all these things in just like one song, you know what I'm saying? And like he does that throughout the whole album where he like mixes so many like racial and societal issues and like culture in there that like it transcends what a lot of artists are doing.
Yeah, I feel like if it was To Pimp a Butterfly versus 444, that would be a better matchup because they're similar like messages.
Yeah.
But Damn, I feel like it, I mean, Damn has bangers, but
yeah, that was a good album, but you know, 444, it was, I feel like it was more conscious, especially with all the stuff we got going on right now. We needed that, especially in the black community, you know, we needs to wake up.
That's a fact. I'm not gonna lie, 444 did like help me step my game up from a business standpoint, because it was more so just Michaela was talking about me the other day. She was like, oh well, you know, you need to get some other stuff besides wearing your own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, man, you know, it's just like
Jay-Z wears more than his own brand.
He does, but see, he had to grow his brand. So the reason why I wear my own brand every single day is because people, I feel like I feel like I'm an influencer, you know what I mean? So I feel like right now I'm influencing culture.
How many followers do you have on Instagram?
I don't think that measures anything.
That's what an influencer is, though. It's like a social media like person who has a lot of following and like
The thing is, I feel like I'm an influencer. I wouldn't say technically social media, but I feel like my overall, like what people have seen, like with the videos and what CC is doing, and with like the younger kids in CC, especially down in Eugene, I feel like it's just that I feel like right now with what I'm doing with the videos, it's like influencing culture in a way. I think it's shifting culture in a way with like the message and the meaning of it. So I feel like, you know, it's not bragging on myself, but I just feel like I'm an influencer. So why not wear my own stuff? Because I feel like people will gravitate to it and want to support.
And just being a creator at the end of the day, like, you know, you're going to make it and that's what it's going to be. And it's yours, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So it's like you're not copying or you're not trying to, you know, a lot of the work you do is like you're trying to ideate and people are coming after that. So
and put not only that, but push culture forward. You know what I mean? So it's just like, I got no offense to like, I wear Nike, I wear Adidas, you know what I mean? But when it comes to like a hoodie or a shirt, all I'm rocking is my own stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So
I mean,
how long?
For how long?
Styles change,
that's true, but
your clothing has to adjust with the time, man.
It does. That's where you come in, Michaela. Yeah,
I try to tell him, I'm like, go to Nordstrom, like get something different. But I don't have anything against the clothes, but it's like, what if I want to go to a nice dinner, like, and he just wants to wear his sweatshirt?
Then CC,
you got to wear tux every now and then.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, no, nah, there's nothing. Let me get this right. There's nothing wrong with that. I could switch it up, but on a daily basis when I'm just chilling, like working, like doing stuff, I'm gonna wear my hoodie. And not only that, because bro, it's good quality.
It is good.
You know
quality.
What I mean? So it's not like I'm wearing like, oh bro, this is the shirt. It's the Gildan shirt. It's the shirt from the 99-cent store.
I feel that.
Nah, bro.
Nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that, but I'm just saying like it's the quality, fam. You know what I mean?
So what Michaela's trying to find out is how many times a week she's not gonna see you in CC.
Zero.
Oh, zero.
But let's say y'all about to go out.
Okay, then I'll switch it up.
Still not. She's shaking her head.
Bro, I wore a bomber jacket with a t-shirt, with the CC t-shirt, because the CC t-shirt is stupid. It's good quality.
Out to dinner, CC t-shirt, man.
Bro, I'm about to give one to you for the free, bro. That's good, man. Look out for the youth over here, bro. The quality is damn good. But yeah, anyway, but back to what I was saying about Jay-Z, bro, because it just influenced me as a black man to step it up on all levels, like spiritually, like your health wise, mentally, business wise. But really, not only that, but just it's for self by self. You know what I mean? Do for self.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just like, how you gonna feel when it's just like you have that feeling where it's like, man, bro, like this is my stuff. You know what I mean? This is nobody else's. Like, I own this. You know what I mean? It's ownership. You know, like when you wear, if you start drawing merch, like, and you wearing your brand, this is my brand.
Yeah, bro. You know, just make you feel special as an individual. You know, you
exactly
creative.
Exactly.
Expanding your horizon with different things.
Exactly. Bro, that's a fact, bro. Like, and to anybody out there listening who does have their own brand, like, rock it to the fullest. You know what I mean? Like, don't be afraid to, like, oh, what are people gonna think if I ever start my own thing? Like, nah, don't be afraid. Like,
and rock it with confidence.
And rock it with confidence. Because if you rock it with confidence, then you're gonna start a tribe. And you know what starting a tribe is? People are gonna follow.
You know what I find interesting? I just got asked this yesterday. Like, yo, what's one thing, like, your generation, like, you could tangibly say, like, what's happening with your generation? And I said, hands down, because, like, I actually thought of you when they asked me this. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? Like, we're not, like, we're about legacy brands. Like, we grew up with them. Mm-hmm. But, like, we're in a wave, too, where it's like, that's cool. But, like, we like to create and just do our own thing.
And
like,
build our own legacy.
And build our own thing. You know what I'm saying? Yep. And, like, on top of that, like, people building their own style. Like, you see how, like, Westbrook, like, he's not afraid to wear nothing.
Yeah.
And people are just like, man, like, he has that kind of confidence. It's fly. You know exactly. what I'm saying? Like, it's as fly as you want to make
exactly.
it.
Exactly. The clothes don't make you. You make the clothes.
Yeah.
So if you feel you can rock it, I can rock a hoodie with a shoe. Like, not even, I was going to say a shoe, but I can rock a hoodie with the word wet on it.
You know what I mean?
And, like, because I always say, oh, that's wet. You know what I mean? So yeah. I might rock a hoodie with just the word wet on it. And then all of a sudden, like, It's a trend. You know what I mean? So it's just, you gotta just rock stuff with confidence.
You're not giving away any future.
No, I ain't about to do that. But yeah, why talk to me. Why can't Kendrick win album of the year? Like, Damn was obviously a good album, but when you guys listen to Damn, how'd it make you feel?
I think Kendrick should win album of the year because Kendrick is, he's like the face of the youth right now. You know, he's like the Jay-Z of today.
He is.
Jay-Z is, he was a great rapper, you know, he's one of the greatest, but at the same time, you know, Jay-Z kind of old.
But that's the thing, is like, Jay-Z is old, but I will say that listening to 444, I forgot how good he was. Like, I think this is probably the first, like, full Jay-Z album that I've listened to from, like, beginning to end and, like, actually liked it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm a little behind. How do they choose what win? Is it like a panel? Is it like the fans? Is it like
Beyonce?
So
I'm telling you,
we're gonna
have
to mute her mic.
Like, what? She helped him pick the songs.
Somebody tell Michaela that the world doesn't revolve.
I'm serious. Look it up. I'm for real.
No, but like, who chooses best album?
I think Grammy.
Like, yeah, when it gets like, I don't know, like which one gets higher on the Billboard or something.
Yeah, like, something, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I think it's just strictly the committee. It's the committee.
It's the committee that actually chooses. Yeah,
so the committee's like, they weigh in a bunch of factors, which I honestly think, like, Kendrick does deserve it, but as far as, like, the storytelling of it and what it told, but yeah. Jay-Z, it's just so much behind it, bro. Like, just with the whole Beyonce thing and, but it's also just, like, how he did the rollout, and then he had the videos to go along with it.
So cool.
And then he had, like, the story of OJ, and it's just, bro, like...
Then OJ got released. Like, come on. It's like he's telling history.
You couldn't time that
it is,
better.
Bro. Like,
he is a historian.
He is, bro. He did this. But the funny thing is, though, is, like, Jay-Z's always been so against the Grammys. Like, is he even going to show up? Because he could win all those and be like, oh, yeah, Jay-Z's not even here.
That was a controversial right there.
Yeah.
So, it could happen. It could happen, man. But for the first time in Grammy history, a white man isn't nominated for Album of the Year.
First time in history.
First time in history.
Oh, that's going to make someone not happy.
Yeah. Well, bro, it's already happened. I mean, it probably did already.
Well, I'm saying some producer ain't going to be happy.
That's true.
I'm just calling that.
How did you guys feel about that?
You know, honestly, I mean, I guess it was shocking. Honestly, I didn't know that this was the first time that it happened.
That's wild, right?
You know, it's been a lot of good black artists that were slept on, could have won Grammys. I'm surprised it didn't happen sooner.
Yeah. You know. That's wild, bro. That's wild. I don't know. I always feel in a way that it's a shocking statistic to read because you're like, dang, like, this has been happening all these years. Like, Macklemore should never have went for a Grammy, bro. Never should have won.
That was a joke.
Never should have won, bro. Never should have won. But, man, is this
big? I don't even know what kind of music he made. Is it, like, party music?
Oh, Mac, right. Like, what do you even?
I don't even know what genre that is.
Macklemore, like, come on.
Right. What did he want, bro? But the thing is, he beat Kendrick. Okay, and the two. Okay, bro.
It's so like Eminem and Justin Bieber fusion.
Exactly. Yeah. So, bro, like, okay, so the two in Grammy history, the two most, like, shocking things was, I think, obviously, was it Taylor Swift that won the Grammy over Beyonce?
Yeah. Was that, it Taylor Swift? It Do you was. Remember it
was.
Kanye?
Okay, I keep on thinking it was the MTV Awards, but it was the Grammys. My bad. My bad. All right. So that was a shock. Then I think, didn't Adele win Album of the Year over Lemonade?
Okay, I don't know why. Yes, it's like, obviously, did. If it was up to the fans, Beyonce would have won.
Of course. I mean, Adele even gave Beyonce the award.
Exactly, because she knew.
Well, yeah. And then Macklemore beating Kendrick, which was wild.
That's a fluke.
Which was wild. Well, over Good Kid, M.A.A. City.
It goes to show that people who are making the decisions aren't out. You know, they're not in the street. You know what I'm saying? Like they're not like really
they're not connected.
Yeah, they're not connected to like the buzz behind like these albums.
Or they just can't maybe, relate.
Yeah, like a lot of those people making decisions. You think they listen to Good Kid, M.A.A. City? Probably not. Probably not.
I just
probably
know probably how you related to Macklemore though. What?
Yeah. Man, man, we're gonna go over here and we're gonna cut to a little music break real quick.
Till I fill my pockets and then I missed it. They follow me while shopping. I feel like making riches. They feel like muddy waters. So tell me what's the difference. So tell me what's the difference. Hey. My mama was a Christian. Crip walking on blue waters. Was fading up at Davis. Then walking back to Palmer. A fro like you, we partner. Auntie Angie had them choppers. So tell me what's the difference. So tell me what's the difference. Right. I feel like Versace. They raping. And we don't get acknowledged. Just thank me for the prophet. A prophet just like Moses. And Moses look like Shaka. Zulu, my fofo loaded. I'm aiming at Nirvana. My b**ch look like Madonna. They staring in katana. Waiter still ain't brought the chopsticks. Shoulda brought the chopper. Uber driver in the cockpit. Look like Jeffrey Dahmer. But he looking at me crazy when we pull up to the project. See, this weight is on my shoulders. Pray Jehovah lift me up. And my pain is never over. Pills and potions fix me up. I just wanna live it up. Can the motherfucker breathe? Life ain't always what it seems. So please just lift me up. 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 We love our neighborhood, so all my brothers bang the hood. I never vote for presidents. The presidents that changed the hood is dead and green. We're standing on this mezzanine in Paris, France. Finna spares, cause most my homies never finna get this chance. All these white folks chanting when I ask them where my n***s at. Going crazy, got me going crazy, I can't get with that. Wonder if they know, I know they won't go where we kick it at. But this shit ain't Griffin, though. We really killing, kicking those. Fight between my conscience and the skin that's on my body. Man, I need to fight the power, but I need that new Ferrari. Man, I breathe and bleed this poppin' street. I shot them guns cause talk is cheap. Bow your head and pray, okay, now walk with me. See, this weight is on my shoulders. Pray Jehovah lift me up. And my pain is never over. Pills and potions fix me up. I just wanna live it up. Can the mother breathe? Life ain't always what it seems, so please just lift me up, 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 lift me up.
Lift Me Up got to be one of my favorite Vince Staples songs because the video goes so hard. If you're ever out there, if you're out there right now listening, you should go definitely watch that Vince Staples Lift Me Up video. It's one of the most creative videos that I've ever seen. You already know Vince is my guy, man. That's the homie. But yeah, bro, Anthony.
What's good?
Can you educate us and educate the listeners on Bitcoin? Because I'm seeing this all over my feed. I'm seeing this all over Facebook. I'm seeing this all over the newspaper, all over Yahoo, all over Complex. But is the Bitcoin hype real? Educate us on this real quick, bro. Educate the young brothers out there, man.
What is Bitcoin? Exactly. Let's start from the basic definition. Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency, which means programmers in 2008 decided they want to make a digital currency for people to trade, and they'll assign an arbitrary value to it, right? So let's first start off, like, there's nothing backing Bitcoin. It's all speculation that's changing the price day to day. So when it first came out, nobody knew what it was, so it wasn't worth anything. Now a lot of people know what it is, and they think it's worthwhile because things are becoming more digitized, right? Mm-hmm. So now it's turning into a thing where it's like, oh, it's the future. Now everyone's putting their money into it.
Yeah.
But for those of you guys who know stocks, like it's sophisticated gambling.
Right.
So it's like you have an idea on something. You think it's going to be hot. You think it's going to be not. You long it or you short it. Long it means you think it's going to go up. You short it means you think it's going to go down. Now, if you really want to be making money, right, especially for investing, you don't want to be doing what everyone else is doing. If everyone else is buying Apple, the price is going up, but you're not making any money because everyone else is buying it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing if everyone else is selling something. If you're selling it, then you ain't making any money. So I think a biggest thing is that, like, look, bubbles are real, man. Like in 2000, 2001, the dot-com bubble, as many of you may know, like, everyone was trying to invest in dot-coms. Like, yo, if you have a dot-com, your company is going to be the latest and the greatest. And that bubble burst, right? The real estate housing bubble burst when we were 08, 09, right? When we had the big crisis. Mm-hmm. So I think just because something's like hot and like fashionable and like a fad doesn't mean it's like actually a good investment.
So do you think that the Bitcoin hype is real?
I do not. Like, I worked in asset management where I was like managing accounts where it's like hundreds of millions of dollars of institutional investors, and they were coming to me deciding like what products I should recommend for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I would never recommend a Bitcoin.
Why not?
Because like, if you want to make money, like short term or long term, you may win now, right? So you may get into the Bitcoin thing right now, mm-hmm. and you may make a ton of money. You may lose a ton of money, but the biggest thing you really got to focus on is risk. Like, if I put a bunch of money out there, I could lose it all just like that. Because people overnight can decide, you know what, this is stupid, and the price can plummet quicker than you could change your investment. So it's like investing in Snapchat, right? Like, tomorrow, Snapchat could become obsolete, and Snapchat is a publicly traded company. So if you have a bunch of Snapchat shares, and they don't really produce a good, it's not like Nike or Apple who produce, you know, actual tangible goods.
The next app could come along and really take over Snapchat.
You know what I'm saying? But like, exactly, right? Snapchat can be gone tomorrow, and then all of a sudden, what's the value of that stock? Nothing.
Right?
So I think the volatility and the risk in these kind of social media companies and things that aren't tangibly backed by a physical good or like a commodity, I think it's always extremely risky, and I wouldn't put my money towards it. Now, there's plenty of people who have made a ton of money off of Bitcoin. One of my homies, he first bought Bitcoin when it first came out in 08, 09. He had like 3 shares or whatever. He would have sold those now. He would be up like 50K. He would have made a ton of money. But like, you can't really predict things like that, right?
But it's like not real money. Like, I just don't understand. And honestly, my head hurts because I'm just like, is this a video game or is this like real life? Like, I don't understand. It's not real money.
So it's not real money. So think of like,
it's like the Kardashian game.
Do you know anything about oil?
No.
If I want to buy oil, right, I can buy oil futures, and that doesn't mean I actually physically own a barrel of oil. All it means is that I have the rights to X barrels of oil. So if the price goes up and down, I could sell it, and now I make money off of those barrels of oil. Does that make sense?
We are out here getting game on stock, on Bitcoin. We are out here getting knowledge.
That's what it is. So it's basically just digital.
Because he does finance at Nike, so we are listening to him right now. But nah, I mean, the thing is, like, I see so many people on Facebook talking about Bitcoin, like, and it's almost like they're repping for the brand, you know what I mean? So it's just, like, confusing to me, and, I mean, you just educated me on it, but I don't know, bro. Like, Aron was talking about it last time, like, people were investing so heavy into cryptocurrency and Bitcoin because they feel like the American dollar is going to lose its worth.
The problem, I discussed this yesterday. The American dollar is backed by the U.S. government.
Right.
If you go to America and you want to buy something, you use American dollars. The American economy works with the dollar. So if the American economy is doing well, the American dollar is going to do well.
Right.
Right? So there's some type of ways that we can monetize and tangibly understand, hey, if the American economy is doing well, the dollar is going to do well as well.
That's true.
With Bitcoin, ain't nobody is telling, there's no underlying asset or commodity or government that's backing that currency.
People could be using that Bitcoin money to go buy Christmas presents.
Apparently, it's being used for a lot of stuff, which for me just makes no sense.
Yeah, I don't know, bro.
I mean, maybe I'm just not being progressive enough, because I understand digital currency is probably
the future.
The future,
yeah.
Right? A lot of countries like Norway, all them countries, they're already like making strides in that.
That's true.
But it's like, for me, it's like a big international organization. Everyone's got to buy into it.
Yeah.
Because you can go to one country, and if they say, "Yo, we don't believe in Bitcoin," then what?
Then nothing's gonna happen.
It's not real. It's like Pokemon. Like, I just don't get it. Pokemon
Go.
Hey, that Pokemon Go was real.
Bro, hold on. Speaking of going to other countries, though, man, Big Baller Brand.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. The Triple Bs.
Triple Bs, bro. Bruh. So the two little homies, LiAngelo and LaMelo, signed with the team out in Europe. Or how do you,
Lithuania,
my bad. I just didn't know how to pronounce it.
Max contracts. Yeah.
But from what I heard they may only be getting like max $2,000 a month.
Yeah, like $300 a month or something. Lithuania is a poor basketball team. But
KJ, man, talk to us about this, bro. You know, is this bad for the Big Baller Brand, or is this good? Are they going to make it to the league or not?
Oh, yeah, this is great for LaMelo especially. LiAngelo is going to be good. LaMelo, he's going to be amazing out there because, you know, he needs all the development he can get.
That's true.
Playing against some grown men.
That's
true. He's definitely going to get that because them dudes over there, and them European basketball teams, you know, they looking at us Americans, and they really trying to get over here to the league too. They trying to hoop, they trying to prove themselves.
Exactly.
So he finna be playing to get some real hoopers out there, you know.
Exactly.
Melo, he's 16 right now.
Exactly, bro. And he could be out there until he's 20. 4 years development, come back home, train with LeVar.
Yeah.
But on some real stuff, me and Michaela were talking about this. Mm-hmm. Why do we hate, or why does the media hate on LeVar Ball so much? For being like a all in his son's like personal business, and he's helped managing them, all that. But why doesn't the media sham Kris Jenner for that? Me and Michaela were talking about that. So what do you think?
Okay, yeah. I brought that up because I saw it, like, I think on Facebook, probably, where I get like all my good knowledge that I need to like think about.
At least it's better than Complex.
Yeah, it's like real people that I actually maybe know. But anyways, yeah, I just think it's interesting. And what I was settling on is, I think my personal opinion is, I think that some people just cannot stand the fact that it's not an absentee, like, black father. Like, he's there for his kids, and he's going hard for them. Like, everyone, some people can expect, or a lot of people can expect that, you know, like, Kris Jenner's a mom. She's a momager. She's kind of like the matriarch. And so that's, like, expected. But, you know, you don't really see, especially in, like, you know, popular media or, like, in celebrity families or whatever, like, a dad around, especially, like, in an African-American or black household. And so
there was Michael Jackson's dad.
Okay, no, do not bring him up. But I'm just saying, I think that they're just like really, there's some people that are really just like in shock about that and hating on that for that reason alone. But also, like, I don't feel like he's like Kris Jenner in the fact that I personally think that Kris Jenner like wants to be like one of the sisters. Like she is like right. She fantasizes about being another like Kardashian and like she kind of seems to be living through her children. And like I think that LeVar is like pushing for his children to build their own future and not like trying to build his alongside with them. Like, you know, he's kind of already established as a father, as like a businessman.
Yep. For devil's advocate. Some say he's using his two sons as a way, just
as a way for what?
As a way, because the Big Baller Brand is predicated off of his sons.
Right. Right?
There's no Big Baller Brand without the three B's.
Right, three sons. Right.
His first son made league. He's doing what he's doing.
Right. Bruh, I don't care
what they're out there proving it. Like, they're out there, like, playing the game. Like, they're out there, like, working hard. And I'm not trying to put down the Kardashians, but, like, you know, like a lot of people know how that whole like kind of empire got started. Exactly. And that, in my opinion, doesn't really take a lot of hard work.
Talent. Nah, it's no talent at all. Bro, if you look at, all right, I think long term is this, if them going to play overseas, is this a good thing long term for them?
It's a different game.
Or do you think, I was thinking about this the other day, or do you think the league is going to try to blackball them? Just like they did Kaepernick.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, it might not be the best look because you go out there, there's no guarantee you're going to come back. I personally...
Why isn't there a guarantee you're going to come back?
Well, and make league.
Oh, that's true.
That's what I'm saying. Like, of course you can come back, but it's like, that's why I think, you know, Lonzo has skills that I think... What's another brother?
Lonzo was balling last night.
LiAngelo, okay. I don't think he's going to make the league.
LiAngelo's not?
I don't think he's making the league.
Just like
he's not as good as the other brothers, you know, like, and if he does, he might be G League or something.
Yeah.
But as far as the actual NBA, he'd get ate up.
Like that.
What? Yeah, he'd get
y'all
ate
hating
up.
On him, bro.
We're just calling like we see.
Yeah, I'm
it.
Calling the facts, man.
But I do respect them chasing the I never gonna hate on anybody chasing
yeah,
the
man,
dream.
Yeah, man, do your dream. Like, you know, you can't really call anything for certain. He might make the league. He might be a Hall of Famer. But
yeah.
As of right now, is what I'm seeing. LiAngelo ain't looking he too ain't hot, man.
Y'all especially all that China stuff. Y'all hating on him, bro. Y'all hating on him, bro. See, man, every time I turn on SportsCenter, they always talking about, is this a good move for the Big Baller Brand? Is this going to hurt the Big Baller Brand? Bro, LeVar knows what he's doing. There's a calculated move behind everything that he does.
There comes a point, though, where he has to understand what works in the United States doesn't work everywhere else. You want to know why they're in Lithuania? Because the stuff he's doing, Germany's not interested, Italy's not interested, France ain't interested, Spain ain't interested. All of them teams, they see LeVar and they're like, your sons aren't playing for us. Because they don't appreciate
Loudness?
It's not just his loudness.
Confidence?
It's not just that.
Swagness?
Yeah, he doesn't hold back on anything he
says. And there's no filter. Like, and like you have to understand like those cultures.
Well, isn't Lithuania like, aren't they, from what I've read, aren't they like a huge, in the sun, I heard the coach's sons play for the team. I don't know if you guys heard that too, but the coach has two sons on that team.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like they're kind of comparing him to LeVar, the coach, in a way.
But again, that's a much smaller team. Like the real big teams, like in Europe. So if you want to compare like the big teams in Europe are in Spain, are in France, or in Italy,
like Argentina,
are in Germany, right? Those are like the big teams in Europe. And none of those teams are going to mess with the Ball Brothers because they have an issue with LeVar. Especially like German culture, man. Like I spent tons of time out there and like they don't appreciate that stuff. Like they're very quiet people.
Yeah,
they're very like team oriented. Like don't boast, don't be out there talking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro.
And
trust me,
I work for
a German company.
Oh, we know.
So
some
I know.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm not saying all German people, but I'm just saying that I've worked for a German company.
Exactly.
And that's how
so,
it is
exactly. So in that sense, LeVar doing his thing, look, in the US that's cool, but that's
right.
Casting a negative perception of his kids, regardless of how talented they are,
right.
Out in a place like Germany. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
He rocks.
They rock.
Big Baller Brand all day.
Here we go.
Black business. BBB. Black business brand. Black back. Oh, we got the call on the chart. Nah, but speaking of which, this next musical guest that we're going to have here, we are going to play some SZA Supermodel, which I've been blasting. I've been playing this song that we about to play here, man. Shoot, I think last week it was like one night Jalen was playing it while he was cutting my hair, and I was like, oh bro, I ain't never heard this as a song, because I kind of slept on it. But I'm gonna let the listeners listen in, man.
That is my greatest fear, that if I lost control or did not have control, things would just, you know, I would be fatal.
This letter to let you know I'm really leaving, and no, I'm not keeping you. Heard you got some new homies, got some new hobbies, even a new two. Maybe she could come help you. Maybe she could come lick you after we're done. Darn, stay. Why am I so easy to forget like that? It can't be that easy for you to get like that. Oh no, she didn't. Oh yes, I did. Oh no, she didn't. I'll do it again. For prettier women, you know I need too much attention for sh- like that. You know you wrong for sh- like that. I could be your supermodel if you believe, if you see it in me, see it in me, see it in me. I don't see myself. Why I can't stay long just by myself? Wish I was comfortable just with myself, but I need you, but I need you, but I need you. A load of them, they got chemistry. All they could say, we like brother and sister. Look so good together, bet they for real. And it was right, that's why I stayed with you. The was too good to make me feel good. For temporary love, you was your temporary lover. Leave me lonely for prettier women. You know I need too much attention for sh- like that. You know you wrong for sh- be your supermodel if you believe. If you see it in me, see it in me, see it in me. I don't see myself. Why I can't stay long just by myself? Wish I was comfortable just with myself, but I need you, but I need you, but I need you.
Y'all may not know this, but SZA is the most nominated female artist.
I did know that.
At the Grammys.
Congrats to her.
Y'all may not have known that. But man, I gotta talk about this. I gotta talk about this. Keaton Jones, the little homie. Bruh. The little homie. I found out about this story. I watched the video. And I felt so bad. I was like, man, why can't we treat everybody equally?
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah, the tears streaming.
Like,
yeah,
the tears. I was like, yo, let's spread love to everybody, man. Positivity. But then the next day, I hear his mom raised like $58,000.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, but I heard she was allegedly racist.
Oh, Confederate twist. Flag.
Bro, what's up with that? And I heard also he was getting bullied because he was calling little kids at his school the N-word. And it's like, bro, I don't know who to believe, bro. What's going on?
Everybody wants to be the victim.
Yeah. And until we get the real story, you know, it's all speculation.
Exactly.
Allegedly.
This always happens when something happens on the internet or whatever. Like, you know, and one celebrity picks up on it. And then it just kind of like, and then you see all the like the Jenners and everybody, they're just like, you know, you can come hang out with me anytime. And it's like,
yep.
That's sweet. Like, you know,
bro, you're not serious.
But at the same time, I want to bring this up. I'm trying to look it up really quick. I just think it's interesting, and I'm not saying, you know, one child deserves more attention than the other, but there were two young African-American girls who so this is a tweet that I'm just gonna read. While everyone is tweeting about Keaton, I just want to remind y'all that Ashanti Davis and Rosalie Avila unfortunately took their lives because of bullying. So the Keaton drama scam is crazy, but let's continue to stand against bullying. And let me correct myself. One of them was African-American and one of them was Hispanic or Latina. So, yeah, I just want to bring that to light because it's like that all happened in the same time frame. And those were kind of like floating around Facebook and like social media as well, and like no celebrity really picked up on that until, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I just find it interesting, and every day, you know, there's youth and there's adults that are, you know, taking their lives or hurting themselves because of, you know, bullying or other issues. But it's just like, I just find it interesting because it's like,
but why do you think selective. Why do you think this got so big though? Why do you think it went viral?
I think it might be because, like, you know, he is a Caucasian male at the end of the day, you know, like,
that's what
there's
I was
two cases, they were both females of color. Mm-hmm. So they might not have been, you know, top priority or.
And their parents didn't record them crying. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? I just wonder, like, that's kind of like the flip side of like social media and like being able to upload videos and like going live is like some people take advantage of that. And I feel like in that situation, in my opinion, I don't know that family personally, but it was just kind of like, what was the motive? You know, was it really to shed light on bullying? Or was
I think it was to shed light on bullying. But the thing is, like,
but Tev, let's be honest. If you were crying because you were getting bullied.
Right. I wouldn't want nobody videotaping that.
Exactly.
You know, like, man.
Stop crying. Let me turn on the thing.
Or it could have been. Let's show America, like, what's really going on.
America.
You feel me?
Would your mama be like, yo, Tev, let me whip out the phone? Would she just be like, stop your ass crying? And or.
But you gotta realize. You gotta realize this, bro. I have a black mom.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I have a white mom, and she would not record me.
She would just let you cry, man. She wouldn't even like deal with it. She's just like, stop.
Bro, but I'm saying, y'all got to look at it like this.
I just question the motive.
In this day and age, in 2017, equality has been the biggest thing that we've been talking about. So literally, like,
yeah.
I'm just saying, she could have been like, yo, you guys are, my son is over here crying. Like, I mean, I don't think she was trying to get the fame, but I feel like maybe she was like, I'm gonna post this, like, you. This is what's going on here in America.
She was trying to get the fame, and she went on an interview and said, because, you know, some people picked up on it, you know, people go onto Facebook and become investigators. So somebody went to her page and found the photo of her with a Confederate flag,
yeah.
And it went viral, just like the video did. So she got on the news with Keaton and said, you know, and the guy was like, you know, you're getting a lot of flack for this photo of you with the Confederate flag. Like, how do you feel? And she's like, you know, when I took the photo, this is what she said verbatim. All
right.
When I took the photo, I didn't even think about it because I figured nobody would see it. But now that they have, I'm sorry. So what does that
mean? She's not even sorry, honestly.
You're only sorry because people saw it? Yeah, like,
That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy, man. That's crazy.
But
that's crazy.
It doesn't matter if the case is that their family is, you know, discriminating against people or racist, that child still doesn't deserve to be bullied.
I mean, but do you think
at the end of the day,
do you believe that he was saying racist stuff to the homies?
I don't know. I don't know the kid.
And let's be honest, some people just deserve, you know, some people, like, they deserve
that. If he's calling kids, like, the N-word, bro, then that's not
cool. That's what I mean. Like,
because I had one moment, bro. I was, like, 7 years old, bro. And I was at the little Hispanic homie, little Mexican homie down the street from me. And he used to always have family barbecues and family parties. And speaking of which, you already know, even though he was 7 years old, you already know his party didn't stop till 5 a.m. because that's how it be.
That's how
it be. Kevin, that's a stereotype.
No, that's not a stereotype because growing up where I grew up, like,
you're not Hispanic or Mexican.
No, I know I'm not Hispanic, but I used to live
in a Latin party. I've been to a Latin party, you know. It started at 6, but it ended at like 4 a.m.
Exactly. They
like to party.
Nah, for real. It's not a stereotype, but I'm just saying.
What if people were sitting around, like, you know, those black people, they just eat all the fried chicken and drink the Kool-Aid. Like, that's not okay.
If anything, it's a compliment. We're telling them, like, yo, they have good parties.
No.
That's all it was.
You guys are crazy. I'm sorry for interrupting, but that's
crazy. Do you like fried chicken?
Fried chicken is the bomb.
Okay, yeah.
Because I know y'all.
It doesn't matter. Some black people don't like fried chicken. I don't like Kool-Aid.
But I never said that. I said, like, the little homie. The homie, like, we were, like, 7 years old, and he used to always have parties. And his family was Mexican. And literally, like,
hey,
those parties. No. his family's parties will go until like, but I also down the street. I lived in back when I was younger. I lived in a majority Hispanic neighborhood, and they used to always throw parties because every Sunday when I was taking out the recycling bin, there used to be a stack full of Coronas in the recycling. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying that's from what I remember as a little kid. But anyway, back to the story, bro. So it was me and the homie, and we're in like the little playhouse jumper. You know what I mean? Or kids like jump. Like, oh yeah, have fun. You know what I mean? So like we're jumping. So we're jumping inside the jumper, and he goes like, "Oh, tell your N word friend to stop."
Yeah.
Who and said that?
This white kid. Caucasian kid, and he told that to the Hispanic homie, and literally like,
was it about you?
It was to me.
Oh.
And literally like I just started wailing on him, bro. 7 years old, just started wailing on him, bro. Yeah. Like I never forget like how angry I was. I could, bro. I'm 23 going on 24 right now, and I still remember that.
You don't forget those.
And things. I remember like literally like his mom like trying to get mad at me and trying to get mad at and mad at the homies' moms, and literally, you already know them. They was like, "Nah, he should have never said that."
And that's exactly what I'm saying.
But like, that's an isolated incident. Bullying, like that, I wouldn't consider that bullying. That's sticking up for yourself. But like the kid was saying, like people were putting ham down his pants every single day, pouring milk on his head.
Oh yeah, that's out of pocket.
Yeah.
That's not standing up for yourself. That's like taking it too far.
Nah, yeah, that's wrong. Putting milk on your head? Come on, bro. Yeah, this isn't high.
Different. Being bullied versus like instigating an interaction like you just talked about is two different things.
Right. Nah, that's weak. That's weak. But I mean, it gets back to...
But is it true? We don't know.
Is it true? I don't know.
I don't really know. What is the inclination to put that...
Why put milk on his head?
Because it's Christmas time, and people want nice gifts.
But speaking of Christmas, hey, is Christmas, bro, on real question, is Christmas overrated?
In terms of what? The hype?
Bro, the hype. The everything, gifts. The gifts, all that. Is it overrated?
No.
Because as a country, as not even as a country, but as a country, do we put too much emphasis on Christmas? Like, what if you got a family, right? And maybe you can't afford like all the nice Christmas gifts, but I feel like society puts this pressure on you, like, oh, you better be able to afford this come Christmas time. You know what I mean? Like,
it's more just like a season for giving. I think I see a lot of holiday drives going on.
Yeah,
you know, it's like I think at this time as we're like commencing the season. The year we want to make sure it's like, yo, we want to show appreciation for our family and things like that, but at the same time we want to help people who don't have enough.
And I think Christmas shouldn't be so much evaluated on materialistic things. I feel like it should be a time for empathy, you know, just connection with people in general.
That's true, bro. Well, bro, we're coming up to the last 9 minutes of the show, bro. Man, you trying to spit a freestyle for us real quick, bro?
Man, you know I could spit a little sign.
He wants to see some of that dirty south right here.
Oh, bro, nah, he's not dirty south no more. He's straight from Portland.
My bad. Got caught up there.
My bad, bro.
I saw the St. Louis hat.
I know, right? Little Nelly. He don't even know Nelly.
Man.
He said, "Who that?"
Getting you started,
like, man, bro. Who's Nelly, bro? That's before my time, dog. What is the patch on the eye? Is that a band-aid, bro? I don't even know, cuz, bro. But yeah, let's hear something, dog. KJ gonna spit something for us real quick, bro. Do you need the phone or can you just go off the dome? Oh, that rhyme. Ooh. That rhyme. Yeah. Ooh. All
right. Bruh. I could go.
Man, I just did that smooth.
You can do
just
like,
did that freestyle.
Clean version like for us. Nothing. Yeah, off the dome.
Yeah.
Do you need the phone or can you go off the dome? Man, that's going to be a tag. Hashtag, do you need the phone? Can you go off the dome?
All right, man. Too many opinions, I am no longer remaining obedient. My stupid flow is just super exceeding his and anyone else you see me competing with. Super Vegeta keep rolling that dope and we smoke to the evening. They want the beef, but I'm sorry I'm vegan and I don't have time, I'm grinding to the millions. I want the hotels and condos. Dreams have been vivid since I was like Rondo. I painted the picture Picasso. Conquer my goals, I'ma handle it pronto. You can hang out with me and my vatos. Little boy, you just need to go home like Roscoe. I'm blessed, but I still want a lot more. Life will be great with a little more guapo. Hoodie smelling like some Mary Jane. I'm trying to give me some Benny Franks. These haters was sour like lemonade. They don't like the way that I articulate. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a renegade. I don't even know. You know, I'm just going off the dome right now.
That was cold, bro.
You know.
That was cold. So good.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
But are you really vegan?
Nah. You know, I love me a burger every now and then.
Tim was reconsidering.
He ain't
taking
even
you out.
Vegan, bro. I caught that instantly. I said, all right, yeah. As soon as I hear, he's like, oh, no, vegan. I was like, oh, I'm going to ask him if he really vegan.
That'd be some real Portland stuff right there.
Yeah, bro. Then I'll be like, oh, you really adapting to this culture, bro.
Yeah, he believed you on that one. He done left
the Waffle House and came straight to Portland and said, you know what? I'm vegan now.
I don't need no Roscoe's.
Oh, yeah. Going home to Roscoe. You know what I mean, bro? Straight up. Man, but it's been another solid episode, man. I can't wait till our listeners via social get a chance to listen to this. We dropped the brand film last week, man, and the brand film got mad action, man. Shout out to Nick Pop, who directed it, man. Shout out to Michaela for acting it, man. You know, she did a good job. First debut role.
I don't know if you guys actually saw me, because it was probably like 2 seconds, but...
Hey, can you guys go ahead...
Good role.
Can you
No, I need to be the star, KJ.
Oh,
hello.
Hey.
Do you think Beyonce's in 2 seconds of anything?
Uh-oh.
I mean,
no.
Oh, wow.
That Beyonce, that's a high comparison.
Come
right
on.
Now.
Yeah. You got to start off being Michelle before you can be Beyonce.
No.
Some Michelle,
that's
though.
So rude.
Nah, man, but can you guys go ahead and just talk to us like just closing words on what you got to say to the people, to the community. So, Michaela.
Hey, community. My show, Queen Talk, is next Thursday, the 21st, from 7 to 8 p.m. And I'm going to have a bunch of fun ladies in there with me talking about some great issues. So tune in, and you can find my first episode on KBOO's website. I think it's like KBOO.FM/what? Queen Talk. Yeah, Queen Talk. Thank you.
Make sure you check it out.
Yeah.
Check that out.
90.7, the Boo. Queen Talk.
Yeah, buddy. Anthony, man, what's good? Talk to him.
Tev, tomorrow night I'm flying out to your favorite city.
Where?
Starts with an O.
Are you going back to the Bay?
Going back to the Bay.
For how long?
For the weekend.
For the weekend? You're not going back for Christmas?
I am, but I got some stuff to do. I still got all my people down there I got to check in with, so.
Dang, bro, you're not going back. You might as well just go back for the whole thing.
I got to do some stuff before, though, I actually leave for the holidays, but.
I mean.
First time going back to the Bay since moving up here in July, so looking forward to that.
Yep.
That's going to be a good time.
You haven't been back since July?
Since July, man.
How many months has that been?
That's like six months, man. Six? That's like five, six, 7 months. So,
I ain't been back in 8 months, so top that.
Oh, damn. I can't be that. So looking forward to going back. Should be a good time. Mm-hmm. Family, friends, good vibes.
That's dope, man.
Yeah.
KJ, man, close it out, man.
Man, I guess what I got to say to the community is whatever y'all doing, make sure it's positive in it. It affects everybody around you in a good way.
Yep.
And whatever you want to do, make sure you do it. Just push it.
That's a fact, man. Repping Portland to the fullest, right?
Portland
KJ?
To the fullest, man. Still go to Atlanta every now and then, you know?
Okay, man. You know? But nah, man, I appreciate all three of you guys for stepping in. The homie around, I know you listening out there right now, got stuck in traffic. He could have been in here, but maybe next time, man. Maybe next
time. Hi, Aaron.
We miss you over here, Aaron, bro. You're supposed to be on here. But yeah, man, just shout out to Anthony, Michaela, KJ. You know, we out here again, and we'll be back here next week. Actually, I'll be in the Bay next week, so we may have it. Anthony might be holding it down next week, you know what I mean? So, yeah, y'all have a safe holiday. Have a safe night. And, yeah, we're going to end this thing out. I don't know what this last song is, but we're going to end this thing out.
Okay, I was gone for a minute, but I'm back now. Sit the f*** back down. Sit like everybody nowadays, Hollywood. Oh, it's like that now. I'ma show you mother f***ers how to act now. I'ma show them how to act. I'ma show you. I'ma show him how to act. Okay, now picture little Bobby, just a younger, run around with his man's hammer in his hand, feeling like a man. Run, mother, run, put a pole, pole, get the gun, put it to your brain like, damn. Everybody know you ain't about it, everything you talk about, I know I can live without it. Red light, stop, green light, go. Everything ain't what it seemed like, motherfucker. I know. Hold up, what you mean? Where you been? Been in. This is merely the beginning again. What you been living in? A box under the bridge, like Anthony Kiedis, looking for something to complete us and maybe lead us. The leaders, hell of a long way from equalists how they treat us. Body of a builder with the mind of a fetus. Turn on the television and see the vision they feed us. And I wish I could erase that. Face facts. Everybody people. Everybody bleed. Everybody need some. Everybody love. Everybody know how it go. Everybody people. Everybody bleed, everybody need some. Everybody love, everybody know. I've been knocking dough down like a Jehovah Witness. God is my witness, I'm witness, but on the real I think I need another witness. If it was 1717, black daddy, white mama wouldn't change a thing. Light skinned motherfucker certified as a house. Well, I'll be damn, go figure. In my blood is the slave and the master. It's like the devil playing space with the pastor.
But he was born with the white privilege.
Man, what the f*** is that? White people told me as a child, as a little boy playing with his toys, I should be ashamed to be black. And some black people look ashamed when I rap, like my great-granddaddy didn't take a whip to the back. Not accepted by the black or the white. I don't give a f***, praise God, I can see the light. Everybody talk about race this, race that. I wish I could erase that, face facts. Everybody people, everybody bleed, everybody need some. Everybody love, everybody know how it go. Everybody people. Everybody bleed, everybody need some. Everybody love, everybody know. Okay, I was gone for a minute, but I'm back now. Sit the f*** back down. Seem like everybody nowadays, Hollywood. Oh, it's like that now. I'ma show you motherfuckers how to act now. I'ma show them how to act. I'ma show you. I'ma show them how to act.